Folks, there's a tiny delay as we go live on StreamYard, so we ask you to bear with us, and that's about 10 seconds, so we ask you to bear with us. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to NTV Media's Monday Night in America, as we kick off year 14 here on the network, NDV Media. I'm your host, Roger Noriega, and joining me as host as well for this evening, a man who was there almost from the very beginning, of course, it would be Peter the Big Dog Gama. How are you doing, young man? Yes. Oh, really? Oh, boy. Well, hopefully we don't have that much of an issue. But we're going to be watching the game as well. We'll probably be talking about it as we go along. But, folks, this is it. We've been doing this via radio. We made a transition to video. And we're actually simulcasting right now. So we are on Blog Talk Radio as well. So we ask you to bear with us. If you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, we ask you to come and join us over here on NDB Media on our Facebook page. That's ndbmedia.com. I apologize. No. Take that back. Facebook.com/ndbmedia. So we're going to be going over today, folks. We're really excited. Big Dog, about this exact same time, 14 years ago, or 13, however it is, I reached out to you. So actually, it was the day after this episode, which was on the last Tuesday in September of 2008. Do you remember the conversation? I leaned into you hard, Big Dog. No, we won't get into that. But, folks, exciting stuff. Patty Figueroa, thank you. I'm going to be getting into it. Hopefully, we're going to have some new drinks. Our first reaction, Patty, thank you for the love. We're going to be looking back at NDB Media. We're going to be checking out a lot of things. And joining us as well, one of our hosts right now, Peter Gama, and one of our Uber hosts right here on the network, who has, dare I say, crossed over to the other side. Finally, Casey, good evening. This is your debut. Oh, I am eternally grateful and thankful. And Casey, yes, I know. Folks, I'm going to share a little bit of internal hubris or internal conversations. Hey, Casey, I'm going to stop Blog Talk Radio and I'm gonna go to a StreamYard. Some training? This was Casey's response. Not going to happen, dude. And I was like, oh, okay. So that kind of ended that one. And over the last year, I finally made the decision. I'm like, how can I stop Blog Talk Radio? So we are doing the simulcast. And for those of you that know and don't know, this is the simulcast. That's it. I'm speaking into the phone on speaker. That's it. Casey, now you understand what I was talking about, that I'm not able to communicate directly with folks yet. I'm not that smart. Casey tells me, no, it does not, but nor does StreamYard. And we are, hi, Frank, how you doing? Folks, we have a lot that we're going to be talking about today. And Casey is obviously welcome. She's been through the wars as well. She's been doing quite a bit of stuff on this network for a long time. My jaw drops whenever I see the numbers, Big Dog, because she does a weekly program, which she took over from Mark Lee. And it's The Walking Dead, which is on Sunday night. And that one runs from 5:30 p.m. Pacific time to 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. And the uniqueness of that episode is that they're watching The Walking Dead live. And there's silence, obviously. But the minute they go to a commercial, they talk about it, which is really neat. And they're doing the program as the program is live. So correct me if I'm wrong, Casey, but you're 30 minutes before and then basically 30 minutes after. There it is, folks. It is absolutely awesome. It is on at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and then it's going to be on. It runs for 2 hours on Sunday night. And I've always done my best that if we have a program, which, by the way, I'm going to save the announcement for a little bit later. We're in negotiation, but another program is looking to return. But Jedi.tax, for instance, always followed at 8 p.m. when the program was over by 30 minutes. We always did that because I thought it was kind of superfluous, rude, and kind of defeats the purpose of a network when you have programs on at the same time. So I've always tried to watch that. But not only is she an Uber host that has been doing this program for, she has now another episode with us or another program that's on Wednesday night, folks. And we're going to have them on as guests real soon when I can get my act together. I do want to give a few shout-outs and a few thanks. Obviously, we have Patty Figueroa that's giving us a shout-out. Patty Figueroa Noriega, figure that one out. Michael Day, who's also one of our Uber hosts, and Tony Kanapka. Oh! We just lost Casey. Hopefully she'll be able to come back, but we're going to get three shout-outs. We're talking about how we started this, and we have quite a bit more that we're going to go over. Wow! Recovery! I wish I could play I Get Knocked Down and I Get Up Again. That would have been perfect. Chumba Wumba, baby, that's right. Oh, you as well. That is funny. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Block Talk Radio has been a bit more stable over the years, but even then, it forced us to make the move to StreamYard. It did. And it was something that, well, it is what it is. But I am not leaving Block Talk Radio because that's where we began. Talking about, Casey, what you do on Wednesday night as well every other Wednesday. And folks, they crossed the 150 episode mark, knowing that their episode is biweekly. Is that correct? All right. Wow. Yes, definitely. Folks, it's on blogtalkradio.com. So I'm going to put the link in the chat room right now. It's blogtalkradio.com/NDB Media. And you can find the page on Puro as well. I'm sorry, Casey, is it Shapiro or Shapiro? Oh, I lucked out. That was good. That's funny. I like that one. Folks, we have people all over the network on our Facebook page, Jedi Tax, our NDB Media page, and Twitch as well. Folks, let us know who you are and where you hail from. We'd love to hear from you. And everyone listening on Blog Talk Radio, I think it's a bit frustrating for you because I realize you're only hearing me. So I'm going to have to replace the episode with the link here on StreamYard. So I want to remind everyone that we are live on StreamYard. So head on over to our Facebook page, NDB Media. I'm sorry, /NDB Media. Gosh, I don't feel it. Yeah, I'm embarrassed. I have a lot of stuff to do. It's funny, Casey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you just a little bit of the image of what I have planned. Doesn't mean I'm going to get to it, but just to give you an idea of what I'm going to be babbling about. But, folks, here are my notes. Oh, lost the big dog. So, yeah, that's funny. So there it is, folks. This is all for today. These are all the notes. So like it just a little bit. But it's all going to be open because it's us. I'm really happy, Casey, that you were able to make it. I wasn't expecting any of the other co-hosts. And Dream got me right before we went live, of course. Big Dog showed up as well, and now you did. Absolutely awesome. I was not expecting this. I was expecting to be a rather quiet one. Really? Oh, all right. No, Michael, they are not your notes. But, Michael, you should join us. And, folks, if you have a drink, take a sip. We're opening year 14. There's a lot of stuff going on. As I put it in the chat room, folks, there it is. Blog Talk Radio. Did I spell it right? Oh, for a minute there, I'm like, oh, way to go, stupid. Oh, my goodness. BlogTalkRadio.com/NDB Media. Folks, we have Monday Night America. It's usually a replay on Monday night. On Tuesday night, of course, we have Fandom Access. On Wednesday night at 4 p.m., the All Times Are Pacific, we have Travel Talk Radio. And then at 8:30 p.m., I believe, Pacific, we have the Rock and Roll Shrink on every other Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it's at 8. Wow, yeah, so it's 8 p.m. And then on Thursday, we have Travelish Radio, which is at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then Saturday, we have Sports Talk with the Guys, which is at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And then thank you, yes. You know, that's the joke because, folks, if you guys don't know, then you do know. A Monday morning quarterback is literally the one that is screaming the plays, like, you should have done this, you should have done that on Monday instead of being there at the big game, the Monday morning quarterbacks. That's the joke. Well, not only are we Monday morning quarterbacks, but we're so far behind. We're on Saturday. That's the joke. That's how far behind we are when it comes to everything. That's always been our main drive, is that we are the Monday morning quarterbacks on Saturday. And then, of course, on Sunday night, we have several other programs. We have Jedi Tax Radio, but that's at 8 p.m. Pacific time. But we have Casey Shapiro's The Walking Dead online viewing party. That one's a little tougher to do on. Now, you need to understand, folks, that both Dr. Mathis and our resident doctor right here, Dr. Shapiro, who knows quite a bit as well, they did a program, much to my happiness, and I'm not going to let it go. She's like, dude, you're going there again? I'm like, yeah, I'm going there again. This was introduced to me back when I was in the seminary, no less, my senior year, and good old Father Ed Dover gave us the Myers-Briggs personality. Whatever. I loved it. I am one of the rare 1 or 2 percenters, but obviously you know that this is a different 1 percenter. I am an INTJ, and I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but there's 16 personality types. These kids spent some time doing some research, but I'm going to leave it at that. And the homework and everything they did not pass the muster of the real people. So Myers-Briggs, as we know it, and there's another name for it, but I'm not going to get into that right now. I know Casey will correct me, definitely, because she knows all this. It basically is not accepted, and not only is it not accepted, it's not scientifically valid, I believe. Several hosts that had been on that program went to the, we're like ready to go, and then all of a sudden, what's this? What? I mean, not only are you, you know, Santa Claus, you know, is fake, but it was a rain on the parade, and it was already torrential floods. So it was like, oh my goodness. So ever since then, it became a joke, which is now a. Yeah, you see, Casey's, I believe that. Now, I tell people that in moments of weakness, I become an INF. INFJ. Feeling. Yeah. As I get older, I think it's the touchy-feely stuff. But hi, Rosalind. She's over in New York, of course. Thank you, Roz. Thank you for joining us. Of course, as you know, she's done numerous programs on Blog Talk Radio. She's a guest from time to time with us. Who knows? Maybe she'll join us tonight. Come on, Roz. And we'll see. But, yeah. Yeah, Casey did it. And, look, I've been doing it. So, hey, there it is. Hey, we did get another like right now, and that's from Jacob Hayes and, of course, Rosalind Brinson. So we're up to five, folks. Thank you. I was figuring that we were going to talk about how we actually got here. And since Casey is here, I'm going to ask her, other than the connection with Mark Lee, who, as a matter of fact, also spent an inordinate amount of time with us, and I'm not saying that derisively. It was just he was on with us for a long time. And then Mark decided to go on his own. Of course, he was a monster back then, and he's a monster now. So he's still kind of associated with us, but there hasn't been any programming from Mark for a while now. It is MBL Entertainment. So, but he's always been, in addition to being an architect, he is a host for numerous programs. He is an MC, professional MC. He's done quite a bit of stuff. I was a professional MC for my daughter's birthday graduation, and that's as far as it's gone. My delusions of grandeur are exactly that, delusions of grandeur. Yes, we do. Language, and speaking of entirely different language, there is Michael Day. Michael, I do not believe you've met Casey. She's a stalwart on our radio network. She's been there for many, many years, and Michael Day, of course, was there as well. Michael arranged many interviews over the years, and it was on the radio side. I met him. You guys have all heard the story in 2010, Hollywood Expo. That disaster, but that's where we met. It's a disaster. It was an incredibly ambitious convention. Yes, convention. They had sci-fi, they had horror, they had comics, and what was the other one? What was Mark? But it was like four big or even five items. And they were right there at Universal Studios, at the hotel there in Universal City. And look, Stan Lee showed up. And 137 people attended his event on Saturday. No one went. No one showed up. It was a disaster. Yeah, they were... Yeah. They advertised more, but I don't know. The guests were at Hollywood Expo. Everyone was there. We met so many people there. I don't know who was missing, quite frankly. It was amazing. I remember Erica Eliniak. I have that episode. I have that. She even let me interview her. I have that one somewhere right there. But many of the Star Trek ones, of course, I met Richard Hatch in person. There's a few pictures that I have. I didn't have the nerve, and they were there. And I think I just didn't have their nerve to ask them, but Casey. Okay, I don't remember their actual names now, but you guys will help me out. Jonathan West from Lost in Space. That's his name, right, isn't it? Or Colonel West. He played the pilot. And the mom from the series was there as well. Lockhart, I think her name was. And I didn't have the nerve to go up to them. I would lose my nerve. I would go up to them and it was embarrassing, and I blew it. Mr. Jefferson. Yeah, it was a mistake. Really? So you met Harlan Ellison, huh? He is very sharp, very, very sharp, and he could cut into everyone and anyone. Yeah, the guy was dangerous, and most of them are. You see, for us, I forget exactly when the Hollywood Expo was, but in 2010, we'd already been on air for about 3 years, and a significant number of guests that we had on were going to be there. So I wanted to get a pass, and they gave it to us for me and my entourage, my daughter, the big dog who was here earlier, and my brother Lewis, who's been here from time to time, mind you. And did I take anyone else? I don't know. But we went, and as you know, I'm a connoisseur of coffee, and I've had Javalia Cafe forever, and I've been purchasing it for decades. So I didn't have anything to give them, but I had older special limited edition coffees that cost me like a box of maybe 6 or 8 ounces. Cost me like 12 to add it up. I don't want to do the math. Please, no one do it. But I had about 25 boxes that I took with me. It was a stash, folks. But I wanted to reach out to the guests and tell them, hi, I'm Roger from NDB Media. You may remember we interviewed you, and we were never able to give you a gift. We weren't able to give you anything. But here's some damn good coffee. And I just want to thank you. And oh my God, people were stunned because I didn't ask them for an autograph. I didn't ask them for a picture. I just went there, identified ourselves, and say, hey, thank you. This is a tiny, tiny thanks for spending time with us. And we got to almost everyone. There were one or two that I may have missed because I ran out of coffee. But John Billingsley was really cool. Met him there too. It's funny because my brother said, hey, can we get a picture? Like, no, Lewis, that's their business, selling pictures. And John said, oh, no, it's okay. I said, and I first and only time I said, John, you can't do that. He said, no, it's okay. And then he offered us one of his pictures to sign it, and I felt bad and embarrassed because I think he was charging only $20 for a signed picture and autograph. I think I only had 10 bucks in my pocket, and I wasn't going to let him get away with it. And forgive me for saying, but I put the $10 on the table, and I said, you know I didn't want to give you the $10. And he looked at me and said, and I didn't want to take the money either. And he said, he was funny, because, dude, I didn't want to give you the 10 bucks, and I didn't want to take it. But he kept the 10, and I was eternally grateful, because I felt bad, because it created an uncomfortable situation. They're like, dude, no pictures. That's their business. But I do have the picture. It is on Facebook, and he dedicated it to Gmo, my youngest. So we do have that picture. And then there's a picture of Gmo. It's really neat. I gift 10 bucks in 2010, and a lot. I think the funny thing is I only had 10 bucks cash at the moment. And for some reason, I wanted to hold on to that 10. I don't know why. So I could get home, I'm sure, yes. That was my con money. But yeah. Yes. You're okay. I know exactly what you mean, because I did notice a few of them did perk up like that as well. The gentleman, Vaughn Armstrong, he's like this tall, man. And he plays Admiral Forrest on Enterprise. So there you go, folks. That one. Admiral Forrest. And I have a beautiful picture of him with GMO, my daughter. But he was so genteel. We caught him. He was going somewhere. And I said, Mr. Armstrong, I'm Roger Noriega from NDB Media. He says, yes, we did the interview. We're Tom Clancy fans. I'm like, he wasn't trying to impress me. Wow. Because he was in the movie. He remembered. He's in the movie Clear and Present Danger. He plays the role of Colonel Johns, the Medal of Honor winner who takes the troops in the movie. He's the pilot in Clear and Present Danger. That as the boys are jumping down, he says, good luck, boys. That's Vaughn Armstrong. Of course, he'd read the book, and we talked about it. We said, oh, yeah, there was a huge role, and he's only, like, in the movie for about 3 to 5 minutes. But we started talking Tom Clancy, and we went on for a while. We were must defense. I could not – I was so stunned that he remembered that. And we'd interviewed him maybe a year or 2 years before, and wow. So I felt so great when I said, Mr. Armstrong, here's some damn good coffee. and he was so, you know what? He was so gentlemanly. He's a gentle giant. He really is. You can tell by his role on the program. And speaking of gentle giants, oh, I'm sorry. He was here at the very beginning. Dream actually was there from when I mentioned to him. And I'm just going to mention their first names, to John, Sergio, Fred, Mike, Thomas, and I don't know who are the other ones that were there. Oh, William, yes, thank you, and William. And I said, gentlemen, media is changing. I intend to use the Noriega.biz website, and I want to create content. I want to do stuff, and this, and they were all in. All in. But on our first episode, which you can go back and listen to on blogtalkradio.com, you cannot hear the first episode of Sports Talk with the Guys. On November 1st, 2008, Peter Gama and I did probably our best sports program ever. Blog Talk Radio destroyed it. Didn't save it, didn't anything. And there's Patty, so she's addressing you there, Dream. Yep, hey, pretty much. She thinks everyone's family, but that's okay. Thomas was there from the very beginning. Reason why we have that joke is because Alan Dean Foster was on our program on a weekend. And I couldn't get anyone to co-host with me. And Dream was like, Alan Dean Foster, that name sounds familiar. And then I rattled off, yeah, okay, Casey. I rattled off and Dream was like, I'm there! Okay, he knew who it was. Now we're there and the internet failed us. Oh my God, it was horrible. The connection was wretched and you could hear the crackling on our end. It was embarrassing. And you can go back and listen to that episode too. At one moment, Alan Dean Foster said, gentlemen, what is that crackling sound? And Dream had one of the best responses ever. What was it, Dream? To what end? Unwrapping the bubblegum. And Dream said, I'm using the bubblegum and the tape to secure the line. I'm getting laughs out of both of them. It's genuine. It was real. And Mr. Foster laughed. It was a hoot. He did laugh. He knew we were having issues, and at that moment, he was like, that was pretty good, kid. That was pretty good. Well, I think he's waiting for his payment from Disney. Once he gets his payment from Disney, then he'll adopt you. I know, I apologize. Folks, this is great. This is what I was hoping for, getting some of these memories. And, there are a few that Casey and I have but they were technical memories, the kind that you don't like talking about, the kind that are frustrating when you're doing the, you know, trying to get the program to work. Because we did spend a lot of time, but TC picked up on it fast. But whenever there was a problem, it happened on Casey's program probably more often than not. It was, because it was Sunday night. Nope. Radio has no one there. I don't even know if they even have a full staff. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, they did us wrong so many times. So here we go. So all four of you have been doing this since the beginning. No, we're going to clarify this, but we've been doing it for a long time. And actually, even a bit independent. We've been adults here, where we've been doing our own thing for a while. Michael, okay, Dream was at the very beginning, even before we did Blog Talk Radio and now the StreamYard. And hola, Michael, and nice to meet you, Casey. I have to refer to Casey as Dr. Casey because she may not hold the doctorate, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong because I was about to say she would correct me if I'm wrong, and right there, baby. So did you notice, guys? It didn't even take a second. She didn't even say, yeah, I have one. But hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, I think we're going to have to work on that one. No, I'm not going to share my back. But for those of you that know and don't know, from The Walking Dead, Casey, what is Negan's pride and joy? His Lucille. Okay. Well, for those of you that know and don't know, I'm into baseball, so I don't have Lucille, and I owe most too much money. But anyway, I don't have Lucille, but I do have Easton. Mine is Easton, and Casey, I don't know if you know this or not, but on the aluminum bat, that's the name. It's Easton. That's all. Right, that's why. It's a so only a hardcore fans know when something happens, and I'm just like, where's Easton? So it's all out. Here comes Payne. Here comes Lucille. So Negan has Lucille. I have Easton. So, but the sports fans know that one. But, Patty, to answer your question, yes. Now, that's pretty good. Michael was not there at the very beginning. We are on both platforms. As a matter of fact, I have committed, yes. Yes, I have committed to keeping the Blog Talk Radio through the end of 2022, which means I'm probably going to, you know. Are you kidding me? Some of our biggest names are on the radio network. We have Casey and Dr. Mathis, and then we have Dan Schlossberg, and, you know, recently interviewed, we have, oh, my God, Bob Nisoff, or oh, my goodness. Did you guys notice? I didn't remember his name, and I went searching for his book. Oh, my God. So, and it turns out that I've been mispronouncing his name all this time. So we'll just call it Bob. Pretty good, Dream. Dude, fix your restaurant and get back to us. We're going to be going for a little bit. Thank you. All right. He's in New Orleans. And, of course, Casey is on the East Coast. Oh, there it is. It's Dr. Shapiro. There it is. Thank you, Patty. So I'm going to have to refer to you as Dr. Casey, it's changed. It's going to happen. You are Dr. Oh. And I'm going to get to you in just a moment, Casey, as to when you joined us, because you've already mentioned some of it, but I wanted to tag Michael in this. And Michael learned of us in 2008. John Broughton was one of our first, and then we had other guests join us. But it was Michael that arranged for other guests as well to join us. In, I don't think it was 2008, right, Michael? It was 2009, where you set up 2 to 3 interviews. And then in 2010, these kids flew out from D.C. Oh, my God, Casey. Yes, he's in D.C. Oh, my God, we have the nation's capital here. It just dawned on me. Okay, let me tell you something about TakeOver. I don't have my ID right now, but you guys know I'm, for all intents and purposes, I'm a Yankee. 4 hosts on doing programs, and they were all Mets fans doing Mets shows. I don't know how the hell that happened. I got inundated by Mets fans. That was funny. And I have to point that one out. Please take him to D.C. Well, no, Patty, but I do intend to go over to D.C. next year. It's on my list to go. So, yeah, I actually, there are more people in D.C. It just dawned on me right now. I was like, oh, my God. Hey, check it out. Day and Casey. There's D.C. right there. Yeah, wow. Whoa, dude, hold on a minute. Alaska Airlines specials. No, we had Alaska Airlines coming up with some incredible deals. That's the only reason why I flew to Seattle, and it cost me like $99. It was crazy. It was really inexpensive, and I was fortunate. You know, Casey?
Yeah.
What am I going to say, man? Come on. the only reason why I'm going to San Francisco on Sunday is because it's $39. We'll see. But, folks, as you know, I do want to say a lot of you have been inquiring on how I've been feeling lately. On Saturday, I guess everyone could tell I wasn't feeling well. I just want to say, I know I'm kind of messing the vibe, but some people do know and some people don't know. But as of Tuesday of last week, the diverticulitis really took a bad turn, and I've been suffering with it full time now, to the point where I was very concerned. And you could tell on Saturday, at Casey, the big dog tells me I don't have a poker face. Everyone knew from the get-go that I was laboring, and they were like, dude, just end the program. I'm like, no! See that light? We're going to take that hill! We're going to go. Dude, it's a sports program. Yeah, but it's emotional for me. Well, it was funny. I was made fun of that episode, but when I did the Facebook one where I said, why am I here? That was real. I posted that I was in the emergency room, and I'm like, can anyone tell me why I'm here in the emergency room? I did not know. And I even posted a day after saying, the post that happened, I apologize. I really didn't. Oh, yeah, that one. I really did not know. I came to in the emergency room. And the thing was, I had all the wires on me. I had the IV, I had this, and it's strange, where the realization was, uh-oh, okay, someone's got to know something, because I was at home. I had the big memory that I was at home, and it turns out that I had 3 visits in 2 months, so that, I think that was the first one or the second one, and then, of course, when I went in June, that's when they diagnosed me, and but I've had it since probably February, March, so I took a step backwards, and I'm now, well, there are more foods that I cannot have now, so, okay, sorry, but, Yeah, you know what? You just do. Yeah, fix it in post. That's pretty good. As I tell everyone. Now, it's funny. I did have problems, too. I got the vaccination on April 7th, and that's where it actually started all because I had some headaches where I was not able to, April on the 7th, 6 weeks, led into my emergency room visits in May, and then in June, I did not have a good time. But you know what? As I tell everyone, it's a first world problem. It can get fixed. So, yes, this one really is. So that's funny, Patty. Thanks for reminding me on that. But I have received a lot of messages for Saturday's program. I want to let everyone know. Folks, thank you for your concern. I'm feeling it today. I really am. And I'm really excited. And I think it's because I have my fellow co-host on with me, and that's what it is. So, but I'm actually feeling good right now. So it's good. We're going to continue. But Michael, so in 2009, you started joining us really indirectly, and you just started casually spending time with us over the years. And I think now in the last 2 to 3 years, right, you have formally come aboard, I think, where we spent a lot of time together. So, I'm okay with it. Are you okay with it? All right. Yeah, I know. No, it was so funny. Casey, you beat me too, and I was going to say, well, if he's okay with it, I'm okay with it. So I guess all of you, what do you guys care? I know. I know, Casey. I'm immature. Now, do you know what is really funny, folks, is how we discover things. And over the years, and you know what, Casey and I actually do have a story, too, and we'll get to it, which is really kind of cool. But the story with Michael and I think, really took off in the last two years when I mentioned something in my life, and then Michael opened up to me, and then we started doing it on air. Michael, would you take us down that road on the – isn't it amazing how – the close ones you would think would respond. It's those that are on the periphery. Isn't that amazing? Oh, Casey, you're okay. You jump in. Ladies and gentlemen, for everyone on blogtalkradio.com, I thank you. I want to let you, there it is, 90 seconds. I want to let everyone know that this episode will be available for download probably tomorrow as we're going to continue. But, folks, we started on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you. You mean a great deal to us. The only reason why we're on air is because of you. This goes for our audience here on StreamYard as well as Blog Talk Radio. That's where we got our start. So it was important for me to do a simulcast, and I'm going to end that one now, and then we're going to continue. But for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, come on over. You know where I am on Facebook, but it's facebook.com/NDB Media. That's where you can find everything. But for now, folks, I'm going to end the Blog Talk Radio episode, and we have a little